Krishna Productions presents a narration of the lives of Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur, two glorious Vaishnav saints. It is based on the book, The Lives of the Vaishnav Saints, written by Stephen Rosen, also known as Satyaraj Das, and published by Folk Books. This production has been narrated and directed by Amala Bhakta Das, and the music selected and mixed by Mahatma Das. The project is dedicated to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by whose grace the Western world has come to know of the two Vaishnav saints. This material is copyrighted, and all rights to the text are reserved by Stephen Rosen, to the song translations by BBT International, and to the performance by Amala Bhakta Das. This recording may not be duplicated by any means without the express permission of the producers. Praying for the mercy of all the Vaishnavs, and especially Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, their associates, Srimati Radharani, and Lord Sri Krishna, we now begin with the preface written by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami. In this dark age of hypocrisy and quarrel, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed love of Godhead and showed everyone the most sublime way to transcend the bondage of matter and enter into the spiritual sky. Even if one does not recognize Sri Chaitanya to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who has knowledge of His life and teachings can never fail to appreciate Him as the greatest personality the world has ever seen. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, not only introduced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His teachings to the world outside of India, but convinced thousands of sincere souls to become Sri Chaitanya's dedicated followers. Srila Prabhupada himself spread the glories of the Lord through His writings. No one has ever written so many profound literatures in such a short span of time, about 80 volumes in 10 years. He knew that in this age, the written word would be the best means of propagating the spiritual message of Sri Chaitanya. Therefore, he instructed his followers to distribute his books and to write as well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the most precious gift of the spiritual sky to everyone, from the most advanced to the most degraded people of this world. Although he established the most profound spiritual philosophy, he himself did not write anything except 8 Sanskrit verses, the Shikshastikam, which delineate the essence of his teachings. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, especially Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, and Sri Jiva, wrote volumes of books elaborating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and justifying them according to the Vedic scriptures. Had it not been for the Goswamis, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have passed into oblivion. The activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not accidental or coincidental. They are all due to His divine arrangements. The appearance of the Goswamis to assist in His pastimes was a part of His divine plan. So too were the appearances of Srinivas and Narottam. The books that the Goswamis of Vrindavan wrote on the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were originally distributed by them. On the spiritual path, one gets to know the predecessor through the successor. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in this way revealed His own identity. It is by the mercy of the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan that one gets to know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His teachings, and by the mercy of Srinivas and Narottam, one gets to know the Goswamis. However, the work is not without potentially controversial segments. For example, the author has indicated how Srinivas and Narottam were following the path of Ragatmika Bhakti and their spiritual identities as Manjaris were revealed to them by their spiritual masters. This may appear to contradict the teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, but actually there is no contradiction. It is certainly true that the Rupanuga Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya follows the path of Vrigatmika Bhakti, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati and Srila Prabhupada maintained that the spiritual master must be situated on the pure spiritual platform to reveal the spiritual identity of his disciples, and the disciples also should be advanced enough to maintain his spiritual identity. One's own spiritual identity and his spiritual master's identity in Vrindavan are revealed automatically in the heart due to his spiritual progress, just as the son of a millionaire who is a natural heir to his father's fortune spontaneously inherits it when he grows up. When a disciple once asked Srila Prabhupada about his Siddha Swarup, or spiritual identity, Srila Prabhupada replied, "Don't worry about your Swarup. When you are ready, I will personally come and reveal it to you." The facts that surround the lives of eternally liberated souls are meant to be sung and heard for the enlightenment and benefit of all. Great souls have relished retelling these stories for centuries. It might be noted as well that factual narrations are sometimes more exciting than fiction, and the lives of Srinivas and Narottam reinforce that statement. Therefore, knowledge of these personalities as presented in this book will bring peace, prosperity, and a tide of spiritual joy to the world. In the introduction of this book written by the author, it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revolutionized the spiritual and social sensibility of 16th century India. Prior to this reformation, a clear majority of the population had been gradually moving away from authentic Vedic religion. Brahminical deviations proliferated. Tantric Buddhists and other Hindu heterodoxies were increasing in popularity. Shakta worshippers and Avaduta ascetics roamed the countryside. Nava Nyaya, the new science of logic from Mithila, was the predominant course of study, and the ever-present Muslim antagonism exacerbated the situation. In the midst of this confusion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived the natural spiritual inclination of the people by revealing the often concealed Vedic truth that the holy name of Krishna is both the means and the goal of spiritual enlightenment. The details of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and teachings and the Renaissance that ensued have been elaborately explored by many writers and scholars. However, it is not widely known that a second Renaissance began shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completed his earthly pastimes, one which may be seen as the natural consequence of all that he had imparted. While he had broken open the storehouse of love of God, and while his six Goswamis had poured that love into tangible vessels by writing books, the world would not have been able to drink deep had Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur not taken those vessels and distributed them across the Indian subcontinent. Srinivas and Narottam were the crown jewels of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It is hard to believe that no one has presented the lives of these three notable personalities in the English language. While it is true that D.C. Sen wrote about them in the 1930s, he did so in a cursory form, and only Ramakanta Chakravarti has written about them since, also in an all too abbreviated fashion. This reticence is surprising, for Srinivas and Narottam were responsible for disseminating the esoteric message of Sri Chaitanya to all parts of India, which unquestionably necessitated a monumental effort. The chief resource books used to write this book are as follows: Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti, Narottam Vilas by Narahari Chakravarti, Prema Vilas by Nityananda Das, and Karnananda by Yadunandan Thakur.